Now, your red pilling journey is going to be different from my anyone else's. And a lot of people are coming to this late in the game because their whole lives they've lived believing that government is relatively stable, that, you know, politicians and actors and people in the mainstream mean well. Maybe they kind of tell the truth or something. I'm assuming. I don't really know what people think. Or maybe people just really haven't ever thought about it. That's probably more the case. And so it was very jarring when this COVID hysteria came around and governments locked down, did all these things, and they followed one another. And a lot of people made a lot of money doing this. A lot of governments were able to enact new, more tyrannical, restrictive measures that will never be repealed because that's what governments do. Now, 2 years into this, they're still trying stuff. They're still talking about how their vaccines need to be supported with more boosters, how we still need lockdowns because it's new variants and stuff. And it's obviously losing some of its effectiveness because a lot of people are waking up and a lot of people don't care. A lot of people are over it. But even still, 2 years, where are the bodies in the streets? You know, it's kind of crazy. Most people can't even list somebody that they know that has died from this. And the few that have died, and I don't say few to downplay it or anything, I know the numbers. I mean, it's about 2.5 million Americans die every year from lifestyle-related diseases, and they did well before 2020. Way more die from heart disease, cancer, autoimmune issues, and a whole list of lifestyle-related, completely preventable through lifestyle-related diseases. Yet we're going to lock down the world over something that kills less people than the seasonal flu, which it, even with the available inflated numbers and faulty tests, it still doesn't beat the flu. Something that kills something like 50,000 people every year. Or how many people die from malaria every year? So here's a tweet here. But I guess the idea here is that I want to support you on that red pill journey. I want you to venture down that at whatever stage you're at. I still have people that share information with me and send me like COVID things coming out and this and that. And I just don't care. I don't want to think about it. I don't want to talk about it. I've completely retired from COVID. And if I wasn't doing the newsletter or this podcast, I wouldn't even use the word anymore. But there are people around me that still talk about it, that, you know, somebody says they got it and then they talk about how they feel and this and that. But it's like that wasn't a normal thing when you got the flu and you were out for 2 weeks. I've had the flu that was so terrible that I couldn't stand. I got food poisoning where I was bedridden and I think I had the flu. I think it was like food poisoning that led to the flu and then like it was really bad. And maybe it was just a rhinovirus or coronavirus or who freaking knows. And when I say coronavirus, one of the many thousands of them that have been observed in nature and probably even thousands more that we haven't observed. And we definitely haven't isolated any of them. So I got something that made me sick and I could barely stand. I wasn't telling people that I got sick and talking about it and trying to talk about my symptoms and this and that and all this other air nonsense. These are all just figments of our imagination. People talk about things. Well, this person says that. That person says that. They say, I couldn't taste this or I couldn't do that or whatever. And it just becomes this like fake news that gets spread around. It's very strange. We didn't do that before with any other sicknesses that were common. And when people died of heart disease because they're 40 pounds overweight, nobody politicized it. It was just unfortunate. Oh, well, Joe didn't take care of his health. That sucks. Susie got breast cancer. It's terrible. It's tragic. Nobody's worried about the seed oils or the sugar or the other crap that's in our modern industrialized food supply or the EMFs everywhere, the wires, like everything in our modern environment, the off-gassing, all these toxins in our modern environment. Eh, whatever. Just ignore it. That's just the way things are done. Growth at all costs. And here's the reality. If you're just waking up to this red pilling or if you just need a reinforcement of it, whatever. And if you want to retire from it, great. Just more information to support why you should do that. But the elites watch people die every day. Lack of healthcare, homelessness, crime, drugs, etc. Every single day for decades. Don't even blink an eye. And this has been going on all over the world. And now they want you to think that they care deeply about people dying from a under 1% fatality rate flu. And that's the real joke of all. And it's 100% the case. So here's a tweet that I saw today from Jeffrey A. Tucker. He's an outspoken critic of all the craziness going on. He was on Robert Breedlove's podcast recently. Highly recommended. I'm right now sitting next to an angry lady in New York City who has been arguing with Starbucks for 20 minutes on the phone because her coffee was delivered without enough cream. I'm going to sue. Let me speak to your supervisor. And then he says, true story. My God, this country is doomed. I replied to the tweet because I see things like this and it doesn't actually make me afraid for myself, my family, or you could even say the country. these weak people, they will be the reason we have massive change. And it will probably be painful for a while. But our family's prepared, so I'm good. You should prepare, and then you're good. And you don't have to even worry about it. From the seeds of this destruction and this turning, as it's called, the strong and the prepared will inherit the new paradigm. Hopefully, we will be very, very conscious and aware of whatever we bring in its stead so that we learn from history, and not just this recent history, but all of history. And the masses aren't going to take us down with them. They're going to be those that will actually criticize the new paradigm, and we will give them comforts. We will give them fixes to all the craziness that our socialist democracy and craziness of politics and government and the coercion of the state, the things that have culminated in the past 200 years to this point that needs to be changed. And those that are prepared and ready and that take on the next paradigm will bring prosperity to the masses. And the masses will actually be ungrateful. They will probably attack those doing it. And it will lead to another cycle that over time, they will kind of tear it down and then have to replace again, whatever. Though I don't think the cycles are going to be the same, because we have Bitcoin at this point. We have the internet. We have decentralized models of communication and now money. This is the most important technological revolution and perhaps the most important societal and cultural revolution in the history of humanity. Because we can actually go to a new future and build a world that is not based on coercion, that can be based on earning your keep and sound money principles and all the game theory that comes with a world in which violence is demonetized, which then leads to the state being demonetized. And it is the sovereign individual thesis playing out. So when I see crazy people like this, I'm happy. I'm happy because it's the sign that these weak people that have created these weak times, that's how you have a change. It has to get so bad that something comes in its stead, and that thing has to be crumbled first. So I replied to his tweet and I said, the thing is, the masses can't take us down with them. Sovereign individual thesis playing out. This turning is going to be much, much different. It's also why the fear, the propaganda, the craziness, it did bother me for a while. It did make me nervous about where we'd have to go or what we'd have to do. Now it doesn't at all. I actually look at it like, if I'm ever forced out of this country, I'll go somewhere exotic. I'll live in a place where my money, my Bitcoin goes a long way. I will live like a king, and our family will live in a great place close to nature. It'll be amazing, and we'll completely opt out of all of the nonsense. Just being here means that we get infected with a lot of the nonsense, even though we spend a lot of time curating and making sure it doesn't come into our purview. It still does. It does to other people. It does to like being on Twitter. You know, it just does. So I'm not afraid or worried at all. And I don't see this country being doomed. I see the paradigm and the mainstream being doomed. But that's good, because it's broken. It needs to go. So hopefully this gives you some hope. Hopefully you can think about these things differently. Hopefully you can think about all the craziness you see in the world around you, in the clown world that is so prevalent. Hopefully that can make you optimistic that change is coming and that that change is going to be better. Get the Better Human newsletter. 2 quality emails every week. TheBetterHuman.co. Like, subscribe, share if you want with a friend that is maybe buying into the propaganda a little bit too much and they need a different perspective, an objective perspective about how to respond to and think about the world today. I'll see you in the next one.